Ayubhavan. Heedfulness is the path to deathlessness. Heedlessness is the path to death. Those who are heedful do not die, and those who are heedless are like those who are already dead. So welcome to the Mahadev. And today as well, we thought of meeting you with a couple of resource personnel, and we thought of having a really important discussion, a really important Dhamma discussion, which is going to be very, very fruitful and which is definitely going to light up your hearts. So let me first introduce our resource personnel. First of all, I would like to introduce Dr. Shiroma Bandara, all the way from UK. She used to be a dentist. Now she is a meditator and a teacher of meditation. Ma'am, we warmly welcome you. And then we have none other than Professor Ravi Koggalage. He is the former Deputy Vice Chancellor Academic of Sir John Kothalavala Defence University. He too is a meditator and a teacher of meditation. So we warmly welcome you as well to this discussion. And we thought, since we have two teachers of meditation today, we thought we would go very deep into the Dhamma and thought of having a timely discussion about something you question very often, that is the Panchaskanda and the Pancha Upadana Kanda. So to initiate this discussion, I would gladly invite Dr. Shiroma Bandara. Over to you, ma'am.
Okay, yes, as you said, Sevandi, it's a very important subject because even in many sutras, like Silavanta Sutra comes to my mind, if our path is to lead towards cessation of suffering, mm-hmm. and if we look at it in another way of eradicating defilements, mm-hmm. and reaching certain stages of enlightenment, mm-hmm. in Silavanta Sutra, Buddha teaches us that knowing and understanding the anicca dukkha anatta of the five aggregates, mm-hmm. is the first step towards reaching that stages of enlightenment. And he says the one who actually practices and sees the anicca dukkha anatta of the five aggregates again goes to the higher level, to Sovan Maggapala, and then the one who has achieved Sovan Maggapala to achieve the Sakadagami Maggapala, and those who have achieved that Maggapala to go to the Anagami Maggapala, and so on and so forth to the Arahat, mm-hmm. Maggapala, they have to, the practice has to involve seeing through this Panchaskanda, mm-hmm. and seeing the anicca dukkha anatta of the rupa, vedana, sanya, sankara and vijnana. So in that sense, we can see how important this understanding these skandhas are. Mm-hmm. So it's a good topic to discuss.
Yes, Professor Ravi?
Yes, this very important topic, as Shiroma mentioned, it's this Panchupadana Kanda mentioned in many such suttas, especially in Sanyukta Nikaya, there's mm-hmm. a separate vagga called Kanda Sanyukta, mm-hmm. talking about so many suttas, this Panchupadana Kanda. And also, as very correctly she has mentioned, there are many suttas Buddha has asking someone to reflect on anicca nature, dukkha nature and anatta nature, mm-hmm. of those five, mm-hmm. things.
If we just quickly explain the meaning of anicca dukkha anatta, mm-hmm. to our viewers. Yeah.
Well, just a brief, commonly known meaning of anicca is the changing, mm-hmm. but there are deeper explanations given in few other suttas, like anicca sanya sutta, one place where Buddha explain what is anicca sanya. I'll come to that if necessary. So, commonly understanding, it's the changing. For mm-hmm. example, rupa, when you consider first one of Panchupadana Kanda or Panchaskanda, rupa. Mm-hmm. So, one has to see, cultivate this anicca sanya of rupa. Mm-hmm. Or if you take Vedana, the feelings.
You mean understanding the changing nature of rupa or matter?
Well, first worldly level, it's changing nature.
Okay.
But if you talk in supramundane level, it's a little bit different. Because you have to contemplate on three things. What is rupa samudaya, and what is rupa eradication or attangama. Right?
Okay.
That is what.
What is matter? What is the cause of matter?
Cause of matter, and the cessation or not arising. So one who sees these three qualities, the anicca sanyara is there. It is not simply changing. That's why I mentioned there are deeper meaning as well. Then similarly, dukkha, of course, Buddha has referred the saṅkhittena pañcupādāna khandha dukkha. If these five things are there, five upādāna khandhas, that is rūpa, vedana, sanyā, saṅkhāra, viññāna, they are simply, that's the dukkha. Right? Saṅkhittena pañcupādāna khandha dukkha. Then the anatta nature also will initially... I'll go into worldly level explanations. One thing is we do not have any control of that.
Okay.
Right? It's a simple meaning, but deeper levels we can go into.
Yes, Dr. Shiroma, would you like to explain the Panchaskanda?
Yes.
Because we mentioned the Panchaskanda, but if we quickly go through it in English terms so that for the viewers who are first time with us listening to this about the Panchaskanda.
Yeah, that's a good idea. The Panchaskanda is, as I understand, is like collections. Kanda.
Aggregates.
Yes, aggregates. Just like kanda, panchaskanda means like five collections of things. And these collections, I look at them as they arise and pass, as if they are constantly arising and passing phenomena. So now in that context, look at rupa. First one is rupa, then there is vedana, then there is sanya. Sankhara vinyana. Rupa is material and vedana is feeling and sanya is perceptions and sankhara is mental formations and consciousness is vinyana. So if we come back to rupa again, Buddha has explained for us to look at rupa as external and internal, bahijatva and ajatva. Internal is our body itself, and external is all other matter outside, out there. So this is again looking at it as Ravi said here in mundane level. There is the rupa is material, and it is known as material because with the touch there is that solidity. With touch it arises, it manifests, and it's a manifestation due to causes as a material side of it. And then because of that, there is the process happening, this external material, internal material arising together when the mind element arises at the eye level or the ear level, the tongue, nose, the whole body. There arises the feeling due to the contact. So then the second skanda arises, called the feeling. So that feeling, again, we know generally there is a dukkha feeling, sukha feeling, and the adukkama sukha, the neutral feeling. So again, due to the contact of those three, the external material, the internal material, and the mind element, that if we say the object outside, if we take the eye as the internal material and the mind element there, because of the feeling arises, suddenly, you know, these things happen every thought moment, we recognize. So the perception of it, we perceive, and that's just a mere thought moment, and sankhara forms. And with the chetana, we look at that perception, and you want to think about it, do something or talk about it. So the mental formations arise. Mm-hmm. And these are like thought moment, very fast, mm-hmm. chaitasika that arise and pass. And this is all in the field of the consciousness, because of the mind arose there, these aggregates arise. And I remember a little upama, the example that comes to my mind now. It's like if you throw a stone into a still lake, mm-hmm. and all the five ripples, the ripples go because of contact of mm-hmm. the stone to the surface of the water. Mm-hmm. The ripples go, it's spontaneous and simultaneously they go. Mm-hmm. But because of some causes, because mm-hmm. the stone hit the water
surface.
Mm-hmm. So these five collections, the five skandhas arise. Another bhikkhuni once explained this to me. Another example is if you have an umbrella, mm-hmm. and if you open the umbrella, mm-hmm. simultaneously all the spokes of the umbrella open up.
Sure.
Because you click, there is some contact there and all five arise. So that's a good way of looking at all the skandhas arising, mm-hmm. even yeah. though because of or due to causes, it's simultaneous, momentary moment arising mm-hmm. of the skandhas. And mm-hmm. they arise and pass naturally, harmlessly, mm-hmm. spontaneously. Due to causes, they arise and pass. So the clinging part comes when we cling to each of these aggregates. The five clinging aggregates mm-hmm. occur. So that happens, that's a different process altogether.
Yes, sir, would you like to add something to that explanation?
Yes, I think Shiroma brought up a very important point that mm-hmm. These five things, they arise together and pass away together.
Okay.
There's no time.
You mean they
there.
Cannot arise separately?
No.
Like the umbrella?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, exactly. That is a very important point mm-hmm. because they arise with the thought itself.
Mm-hmm.
So mainly those are chaitasikas, mm-hmm. the, apart from rupa, the other four,
mm-hmm.
they arise with the chitta, the or the vinyana,
mm-hmm.
right? So they cannot simply exist before the mind or the thought or after the thought.
Okay.
They appear together with the thought, and it's a very short time. Like chittakshana, so during that time all appears and simply pass away.
Mm-hmm.
But for explanation, we break them up into this is first and this is second and
I
so
see.
On. That is only for the explanation purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a very important point. They arise together, all pancha upadana khanda, and they mm-hmm. pass away or cease together.
Okay, so yeah. It takes a mind like the Buddha's to analyze something which happens in a fraction of a second and something altogether.
Yes.
So it takes the Sarvajnapanyana yes, to analyze
yes.
that.
Yes,
yes, Dr. Shiroma, you were talking about the clinging nature.
Yes, that is where all these suffering and the problems and everything starts.
Mm-hmm.
And that, as I understand, happens at that contact level.
Mm-hmm.
Because material just arising and passing in outside world, innocently arise and pass. And I, now in one place, Buddha said, Rupang pajanati, Chakung pajanati, and Chakku vinyanam pajanati.
Mm-hmm.
So, understanding each one component separately, you understand the process that happens there.
Mm-hmm.
And they all arise together at the contact level. In fact, the rupa, even though they understand, they arise together, the arising of the rupas becomes the cause of arising of the mind arising at the chakku, at the eye base.
Mm-hmm.
At the eye base. So, mm-hmm. for instance, say if I'm looking at the television,
mm-hmm.
and then there is the television screen, which is the object, and my eye, and my mind is totally in that eye sense base,
mm-hmm.
and someone enters the room and calls me.
Okay.
So the sound, that is also material, the matter called sound hits my ear base,
mm-hmm.
and the mind shifts from this
mm-hmm.
eye base to the ear base, and it arises there. So it arose because of cause and effect.
Okay.
Because the sound hit the eardrum,
mm-hmm.
the mind also arose there. So there is a little tiny step formation there because of, and they all rise together and hearing takes place together.
Mm-hmm.
And now your question was, where does the clinging start?
Yeah.
And here, when the hearing arise,
mm-hmm.
there the passion and tanha and passion, delight and arise there.
Mm-hmm.
Tanha, greed and passion and delight to that hearing. And here, that is where the clinging arises, and that is like again thought moments apart.
Is it what you call the sota vinyana?
The sota vinyana is where the consciousness arising at the ear base,
mm-hmm.
is called sota vinyana. Mm-hmm. The vinyana arising at the eye base would be chakku vinyana.
Mm-hmm.
But that arising itself at the ear base and seeing happening is innocent enough. But as soon as this seeing happens at the contact level, of course, the Vedana comes, Sukha, Dukha, Nadukama, Sukha. Tanha, passion, delight arise there. And then Tanha, Pachaya, Upadana arises, the Bhava arises, and that whole Chittaviti process happens.
Mm-hmm.
So, in fact, someone will ask, oh, well, how do we stop that? And the other alternative is to, before the tanha arise, if prajna arise,
mm-hmm.
there, knowing the reality as it is and what this is all about, and that will prevent the tanha and clinging arise,
mm-hmm.
and the prajna will take us towards realizing the true nature of things, phenomena,
mm-hmm.
and towards cessation of suffering.
Okay.
So either there's a path towards suffering,
right,
and there's the path towards cessation of suffering at that contact level.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Professor Ravi, yes.
Yes, that is how thinking arises. Mm-hmm. Like any ayatana, six faculties, the chakka ayatana, sota ayatana, and so on, and vinyana to be there must be I and the
mm-hmm.
object. Then there's another first one, as you mentioned, it's we can say it's very innocent vinyana.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, she called it innocent. Yes,
yes. Not
yeah.
like us, because we use that
yeah.
information to process further.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with when we, for example, when we are using our eye
mm-hmm.
to see something, then that vinyana telling us a lie, even it is innocent,
mm-hmm.
telling us, okay, your eye is here, the ajjata, and the rupa to observe is there, bahidda.
Mm-hmm.
Ajjata rupa and bahidda rupa. So there's a kind of separation happening.
Mm-hmm.
So that itself creating causes for the next thought.
Yeah.
For our mano vinyana.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go and recognize that. Or use
mm-hmm.
your one of senses to observe it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there arise causes unless your prajna is not there for
mm-hmm.
the, what is happening with your eye.
Okay.
Because there we used to accept external rupa.
Mm-hmm.
That is the starting point.
Mm-hmm.
So in Pali, there are three terms, I think she mentioned the English terms, passion and the delight and things.
Mm-hmm.
That is abhinandati, abhivadati, ajyosaya tikkati.
Mm-hmm.
So the abhinandati is kind of, yeah, happy about that,
okay.
yeah, accepting.
Rejoicing, sort
rejoicing,
of.
Rejoicing, yeah.
Okay.
Then you can talk about it, abhivadati.
Mm-hmm.
Then the last one is ajyosaya tikkati, is you are really accepting it is there. You believe something there to be recognized. So these two ends or extremes, ajjata and bahidda.
Mm-hmm.
And there, if you very carefully observe, that is where this wrong belief starting, the avijja. because concept of I am this side, my eye, my ear, and so on, senses,
mm-hmm.
and the external rupa relative to this so-called salayatana,
mm-hmm.
right? So you are separating yourself from the external world.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where, if you are deluded there, with the avijja, there is sakkaya ditthi.
Okay.
But this one has to observe very carefully.
Yeah.
Then that information we use for our mana, the mana ayatana. So that is where you create so many
mm-hmm.
different thoughts and they become the karma or the sankhara, the
okay.
chetana and yeah. so on. It is explained in the Chitta Viti, but I think that is not our scope here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we are compacting this whole Chitta Viti mm-hmm. into one chitta, one thought.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there are chakvinyana and manovinyana, both are there.
Mm-hmm.
So manovinyana side, if delusion or if our prajna is not there at the chakvinyana level, we are continuing with what you call javansi, the karma process,
mm-hmm.
the creating sankharas,
mm-hmm.
which may help us to go in this sansara journey.
Yes. So now that you mentioned, maybe not directly related to this topic, but I'll come back to that. Now that you mentioned the term sakkaya ditthi,
yes.
There was a question from one of our viewers, what exactly sakkaya ditthi means, because when someone attains the first step of sainthood or sotapanna, it is said that he gets rid of sakkaya ditthi, vichikicca, silabbata, paramasa.
Yes.
So, what exactly did you mean by sakkaya ditthi? I am asking you just because you coined the term.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. One could argue it's a kind of personal belief.
Mm-hmm.
Or simply, it is mentioned in one of the suttas, the Chula Vedala Sutta,
mm-hmm.
the same similar question asking, what is this sakkaya?
Mm-hmm.
Without the ditthi, of course.
Mm-hmm.
What is sakkaya? Then the answer given by the Dhammadina Therani was Panchupadana Kanda.
Okay, Sakkaya is Panchupadana Kanda.
So
okay.
wrong view about those five aggregates is the Sakkaya Ditti. So those helps you to have this personal mm. belief.
Okay.
I am here, simply that concept.
Mm-hmm.
So that is where you relatively recognize, okay, external and internal, ajjatta bahidda.
Right. Okay, it doesn't mean the complete eradication of the feeling of I and mind.
No. This
it
is not
just
the, there's another
the
term called
panchupadana kanda.
Yes, there's another term called asmimana.
Okay.
Even you get rid of sakkaya ditthi, that is when you use your wisdom, you realize.
Mm-hmm.
But other times you are still in the same thing, your old habits.
Right.
So you will have the alien-getting, that is attachments and aversion.
Yeah, moving back to the Panchupadana Kanda, Dr. Yeah. Shiroma.
Yes, that's right. Very, very well explained there.
Yeah.
The five aggregates, the rupa, together as a collection,
mm-hmm.
these feelings, this material like this body, and that is there and this is here, and the feelings and all the perceptions, all the mental formations, all the consciousness together,
mm-hmm.
and you call itself, there is a person in there,
yeah.
within that.
Mm-hmm.
And Nadi Sutra, Buddha explains that there are 20 ways that you can actually break that, because
mm-hmm.
we are clinging to these five aggregates mm-hmm. in four different ways for each.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like if we take this body, that there is this wrong view that there is an I within the body, and the body is within the I, and I is the body, and body is the I.
Okay.
Four different ways. Even the feeling, that I am in the feeling is within me, and I am feeling, and feeling is I.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, very subtly, we cling to these five aggregates in 20 different ways, and create this view that there is a person inside there.
Mm-hmm.
So then we create this personality view. Here is a person called I, and that is this collection of five aggregates. So all our meditations, the vipassana, the insightful meditations, is to separate the five aggregates, separate it and see the process that happens through that. A whole process happens, and process begins and the process finishes, and there is no connection between these processes. And seeing that one starts to change their view, the attitude, their view that is there a person in there. So when you sakkaya ditti, when you break that, it's only the view of a person in existence is what breaks. And this the mamatvi, the mana, the mamatvi is still there as I see till the arhat level. So that they see, you know, the alima getting all attachments and all that happens till up to the asmimana level. So this is a particular view that breaks. But when you break that view, even though people think it is a very simple thing of changing your view, I find that, you know, it is so profound state, because all your attachments and aversions and your attitude towards the life and all phenomena drastically change inside. And you're in the world, living the world with that change in them, so huge amount of suffering is not there. And the Buddha had said in one sutra, by taking some sand onto the fingernail, is the sand more or the sand in the whole universe? And it's the suffering that's left. It's just like this sand on the fingertip. So shows how profound this stage must be, even though it is only three fetters that get broken and certain amount of defilements that get eradicated, but that view change can be very profound. And then to achieve that, you should go, I feel the meditation should be to focus on each of these five aggregates and understand fully how it arises and passes, until the mind accepts how can there be a person there within that five. So that obviously the Satipatthana Buddha introduced and showed the whole way of how to do these meditations to see through this illusion of an eye.
Professor, now do you think without practicing the Satra Satipatthana or the meditation to analyze this process, can one analyze it without practicing, just by reading all the theory stuff that you find in the scriptures?
Well, the thing is, there are two sides. One is, Buddha has clearly mentioned, this is Ekayanayam Maggavi Bhikkhu, the Chattaro Satipatthana. Chattaro Satipatthana is the only way.
Okay.
So no one can argue against that.
Yeah.
But the problem is, how you practice Satara Satipatthana? Is it with, according to Buddha's teachings, that is it with Sammaditti? Right? So without proper Sammaditti also, one can practice Satara Satipatthana. For example, you can, you know, keep your attention, no mindfulness to your body. Right? Whatever activities you are doing, maybe walking or breathing, whatever, different things, or the 32 parts of the body and so on. There are 14 different ways in Kayanupassana itself. One can practice even without having real Sammaditti. That means not hearing Dhamma, the teachings. So there are two terms, I think Shiro has mentioned that in another, using another two terms, but it is mentioned in, you have mentioned that I and the Rupa, one has to see the real nature. It is mentioned in the one place is Mahasalayatana Sutta. It says, Chakkum Bhikkhave Jhanam Passam Yathabhutam. These are the two terms, Jhanam Passam, and the Yathabhuta is the as it is, reality. But jhanam means you have to get from outside, here. Right? maybe reading a book or hearing to a Dhamma sermon or somewhere, right? So when you hear only, then that is, but it's a knowledge from another person, not your own. Right? Then you have to think
definitely.
About it, argue, and you know.
Yeah.
Then it becomes your own seeing. That is passato.
Okay.
Janato passato. What the yathabhut as it is. So one.
So passato means something like reviewing. Is it?
Yeah, it is something like, for example, when you hear these things, when if you want to tell this to another person, you have to tell that Ravi told like this, right? That is kind of jhana.
Yeah.
It is your, not your own experience
or
knowledge.
Yes.
Not your seeing. Right? Probably you have read from somewhere and you can tell like that. Right? Caught the book. Right? So that is jhana. So one has to hear this Dhamma from somewhere, right? Without hearing, there's no way, unless for a Samma Sambuddha or the Paccheka Buddha to realize this. Then the second one is you have to, you know, think about it properly, using your own wisdom and probably argue with it and so on. Then it will become your own knowledge. Then next time you are telling someone else, it is, you don't have to tell, I heard this thing from this monk or this person. You can directly explain, look, this is like this. Right? That is kind of passato.
Okay.
But it is about yathabhuta.
That
is what Buddha has explained.
Yeah.
And this place, Chakkumbhikkhave Jhanam Passang Yathabhuta, and the other person has mentioned Chakkumbhikkhave Ajanam Apassam Yathabhutam. That is normal worldly people. Ajanam Apassam, just the opposite of that.
Right.
Not here, not seen.
Right?
So that person is collecting Panchopadana Skandhas again and again. It is mentioned as I think Panchopadana Skandha Upachayam Gacchati. I think means again and again. Panchopadana Kanda, five aggregates, you are generating more and more. Right? That is Sajana.
I think Dr. Shiroma wants to add something.
Yes, I was thinking. I was thinking, it came to my mind, it is like the Sutameya Jnana and the Chintameya Jnana, Sutameya Jnana. And also Buddha has said...
Quickly explain in English, Sutameya.
Yes, Sutameya is by listening.
Yeah.
And another place Buddha has said to break the Sakkaya Ditti, Parato Gosha. Parato Gosha is from outside. And Kalyanamitta Sevana and Parato Gosha are the main two criteria for the realization of the first stage of enlightenment. And here, with Parato Gosha comes the Sutameya Jnana, that is listening the knowledge. Then the Chintameya Jnana, the analyzing and thinking about it. And then he also says the third one, Bhavanameya Jnana. So that I understood as like, say if you have a little boy and the mother is saying, this is fire, now it will burn and it will be very harmful to you, it will be painful. Now the child is watching the fire, the five-year-old, then in the books, in the TV, in the media, in the encyclopedia, he reads about the fire and he talks about the fire, but he's still not a hundred, well, he doesn't know, he thinks he knows all about the fire, but the day he puts his hand into the fire and then he gets burnt, that day he knows exactly by experience what the fire
what
is.
Fire,
Now if the mother comes and says, oh, the fire is very cold, this is not very hot, put your hand in there, he will never do it. He won't do it because he's without a doubt, his Achala Shraddha has come through the experience. So likewise with the Dhamma, I find that even analyzing and thinking about it and radically analyzing, logically thinking about it, you can still have somebody else comes and gives another logic, another analytical explanation, and you find, oh, is that true or is this true? That can be true, this can be true. But the yogi who has meditatively experienced it, how exactly what happens when a feeling comes or what sees through the rupa or experiences what the external, what we take as external and internal rupa, seeing through it, no one can come and shift that. Even if your elders or anyone had come and say, no, this is not the case, the mind will not accept because mind has seen through it. So that is, I find, very profound faith, and achala shraddha would arise through that, I thought.
Yes, Professor Abhi, is there anything you would like to...
Yes, the point I took was the satipatthana and the knowledge or hearing of Dhamma. So these two things should come together, one at a time and the other one, without combination of these two. You can't enter the supramundane path. Of course, there's Arishtangika Marga, worldly level as well, mundane level. That one you can practice, right? The Kaya Anupassana anyone can practice. And Chitta Anupassana also, you can watch your mind and so on. But the difference is, one can do this without hearing Dhamma. Right? There were, you should not forget, there were so many persons practicing this even before Buddha's time. Like Kalara, Kalama, the Karam Kutta and so on.
Okay.
They were practicing Anapanasati. And they have achieved all kind of worldly
jhana states.
Jhanas,
yes.
Up to 8 jhana, of course you can achieve, but not the even the Sotapatti. Not even enter to the Sotapatti Magga. So that is where this supramundane samadhi. So one should have kind of idea about that. What is this? It may be a rough idea, of course you can't experience unless you go along the path, right? But you should have at least rough understanding what kind of this. That is also referring as satya jnana of these Four Noble Truths.
Okay. Well, Dr. Shiroma, I thought, like, coming back to, now let's say a being, if we call a being a panchaskanda, now if you consider a being, I think any person, if you consider a person, he or she puts more concentration on rupa or the matter itself when it is only 1/5 of himself. Do you agree? Because we always worry about, our rupa.
Yes, it's even though it's 1/5, this is what is so tangible and gross and right in front of our eyes. Forgetting supramundane or mundane levels, just taking an experience and seeing objects around there, like you say, even a putagan person, or touching, feeling the gross, big, huge, hard, solid, and like, if I may say, it's in your face, is the rupa, skanda. So I don't know, I find that even in the Satipatthana, Buddha has placed Kaya Anupassana first.
Yes.
And even in Anapanasati Sutra, Anapanasati meditation, he guides with the breath as the first step, long in breath as long in breath long, out breath as long out breath. He took breath and the rupa as his object of meditation.
Is it because something it's easy to grasp?
It's easy to tangible. It's easy to take and see. It's easy to take a flower and know about a botanist. You take a flower and look at its shape and size and color. It's easier than to see its little cells inside or petals inside. So you start with the flower, then look at the petals, then look at the little renu and the veins and the cells and minute things, because the arupa element is not tangible. It's not you can't see it, grasp it as much as the rupa material element. So the and also the material element, we, even though it is through the nama, the mind, we grasp and cling so deeply and call, give them names, my mother, daughter, son, and grasp them. It happens through the mind, but that object is what that creates that illusion. So Kaya Upasana helps to break that illusion. Some meditators think, like even thinking before the meditation, even thinking there's a cushion there, itself is avidya. There is no cushion there. So if you take that cushion as object of meditation, then that is your on the platform of ignorance to start with. But it must be true, you're on in ignorance, but through that ignorance only you find the wisdom. It's with the fire, through the fire you understand what fire is. By getting burnt you know what fire is. So it's something like that, I feel. So you take that tangible thing as you experience it. And then Buddha has introduced this Dhatu Manasikara meditations and break it into what are the causes of this material object, and then through the Dhatus into even minute particles. And that also goes through the Sutameya, Chintameya and the Bhavanameya, Prajna. So the beauty of that I find is the Rupa, when you go through Bhavanameya, Prajna, and through the breath, through the body and the outside, inside, this material all go into atomic vibration, as Professor Ravi said, then you see that there is no difference there. So your mind has to go through that experience of seeing it for yourself, because if one says, so there's nothing there, of course they see something there, but seeing through the meditation that is also arising passing phenomena, and the body is also an arising passing matter, atomic vibration.
Yeah,
it becomes the same. And who divides it? That's good, that's bad, that's there, that's here. And that is ignorance that does that. You have to touch that through that deep, very deep Kaya Upasana meditations on the Rupa. So Rupa, Kaya Upasana is a very profound section, I find, to cut through this illusion, solidity, cut through that solidity of the world.
Yeah. Professor Ravi?
Yeah, this is a very deep topic, so
yes.
There are so many things to talk about. One thing one should not forget, the result of Kaya Upasana. So at the end of the verses relevant to Kaya Upasana, it says the result, and result would be the Nachakinchi Loke Upadhyati, would be nothing. If we refer Kaya Upasana, it is of course Rupa. Because body itself is a rupa and an outside rupa. So here the final result would be there won't be anything for you to get hold on. Nachakinchi loke upadhyati. Loke referring to kaya or the rupa, right? Physical things, what you believe. But as Shiroma mentioned very correctly, one has to start with what is existing.
Definitely.
Because, of course, we can't go to a different world and practice this thing. You have to accept what we are accepting now. So we used to believe there's cushions and so on, whatever worldly things, right? That is where we are, right? So you have to start with, that is where this samadhi is clearly mentioned, iti rupam. You have to start with what is rupa. So it could be your own body or one part of your body or even external rupa. You can start with that, because that is where you are now. Then through meditation, when you develop your wisdom, you may get different prajna level, which is different from you used to believe. So this is where this is very important. Buddha has mentioned this. This is Pubbe Ananusutesu Dhammesu. You would realize. So if you are going to realize what we already know, so we don't have to do anything. Right? So the wisdom level, you'll see a totally different world what we used to believe
mm-hmm.
as worldly level.
Mm-hmm.
So, for that you have to start with one rupa which you believe as this is rupa. Right?
Sure.
So that is what you accept. Then we apply with the samadhi. Okay, if this is rupa, what is the samudaya cause for that? So one way of doing this, as we all mentioned, the dhatu, the four elements, patavya, poteju, vayo level, right? Or we can go even to suddha, astaka, varna, gandha, rasa, rupa, right? Rasa, oja, sorry.
Yeah.
The eight elements, so even four elements would suffice. But I would say that is giving you only a worldly way of reducing your the so-called kelesa, defilements, attachments, aversion. If you are so angry, for example, you can practice this and get
calm
rid
down.
Of or calm down,
yes.
suppress it
yeah.
for the time being.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
you have to keep in mind this is not complete eradication.
Yeah.
Right? So this is preparation. It is also known as Purva Pratipada.
Mm-hmm.
For the Arya Magga.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because still you are in a worldly way. Even you say four elements, Pramahadhatu, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Who is observing this? Me, right?
Definitely.
My mind.
Yeah.
Right? And still this... This is known as Dvaita in Dvaita Anupassana. There are many collection
mm-hmm.
of such sutras.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you are separating this into two sides, you are in the delusion. That's done by the Vijnana. So Buddha has given a simile, Vijnana as the Mayakara, Mayupamancha Vijnana.
Vijnana is a magician. Yes.
So we have to identify why.
Definitely. We'll have to identify why, I think, probably in the next program. Having called Vijnana a magician, I think right now what we can say is Aloko Udapadi, light has arisen by unraveling the Dhamma of preached by Lord Buddha. So I'm sure watching this discussion, you would have had so many unanswered questions by just going through our discussion, listening to our discussion. So please write to us. Our address is the producer Dhammahadaya, The Buddhist TV, Sri Sambodhi Vihara, R.J. Sena Nayaka Mavata, Colombo 7. So thank you so much, Vibhas, for being with us. And we are extremely thankful to Professor Ravi Koggalage and Dr. Shiroma Bandara for being here and helping us understand and help and guiding us through this very deep subject of Dhamma. Thank you so much, and thank you everyone for watching, and let us have yet another series of Dhamma discussions with these two resource personnel, so that we can talk further about this particular topic. So may the most noble triple